Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So would you say you're more of a chicken and andouille or seafood gumbo kind of guy?
Next question.
John, what do you feel like?
I don't like seafood.
I know where
you're going. It was all good.
So you said you didn't like seafood. Do you like gumbo?
I'm okay with it. It's just, I'm more of a Midwestern, like, steak and potato guy.
Think Tank coming up in 10 minutes. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Henry Thomas, brought to you by Tom Peacock Cadillac, right here on Sports Radio 6. And we were talking during the break. Last weekend was Henry Thomas's birthday. And I got to say, I got more respect for Henry right now because he appreciates something that I don't feel like people these days appreciate as much as they should.
Advil?
A good house party. The
Advil?
House party has lost appreciation, but Henry Thomas seemed to go to a couple of house parties last week in celebration of his birthday.
I love house parties. I mean, there's nothing like a good house party. You get the right music, the right people. You know, in the house party, you have... You can lower those inhibitions. Like when you're in the club, you know, you're like, am I dancing perfect? Is this how they
people
do
are
the
looking
dance?
At me? And at you're not, and you don't know everybody.
Yeah, at a house party, you can just let it out, and it's like, well, remember this dance? You know, hey, I do the prep. I know, and it was just, and it just turns into a ball, just a big time fun.
You have a birthday weekend, not a birthday week, right?
Because I used
some
to have
like
a birthday,
the birthday week. Oh, you got the birthday week.
I used to have a birthday week, and then, I don't know, when I hit the 50s, it was more like, you know, I didn't recover as quickly as I did then.
How was that recovery? You recovered yet?
I am now, but it this time was delayed. You know, I drank it up Friday and Saturday, and Sunday I kind of took it easy, a few beers, did some, you know, yard work, some stuff around the house, thought it was fine. Then Monday, sitting at work, and all of a sudden I was sweating, and bad taste in my mouth. I thought I was going to yak right there at work. I was
you
like,
could have been drunk all day Sunday still.
I could have been.
What's Henry Thomas's beer of choice?
Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
Gotta watch those inches, man.
Yeah, I do Michelob Ultra. And then
the skinny cans?
Yeah. No, you know what? I like my beer in a can or in a bottle. I hate that bottle can thing.
The Red Bull style.
You know, it's a can, but it's aluminum. Oh, I was like, give me a glass.
Corona Lights out of that aren't bad. You already said that you like the Patriots in the AFC Championship. Who do you like in the NFC Championship between the Saints and the Rams?
NFC, I'm going with my heart on this one.
Okay,
Saints.
I'm
Saints.
Going with the Saints. You know, it's down home. All my people from Abbeville, Louisiana, went to LSU. I know a few, the people around there. I even know the D-line coach, like I told you earlier.
Yeah.
They're under Pete Jenkins. And I just, in fact, a guy that I played with in Minnesota, son, is one of their star defensive linemen, Cameron Jordan.
Okay.
And Steve and I played together, you know, 5-6 years in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. So you got to go with them. But if you were even thinking with your head, would you go with them, or you think the Rams are going to be a big threat?
It's close, like you said. Either way,
it's a 3-point day. It's a 3-point spread. So
yeah,
it
could be either way. It just depends. If I think the only thing that's really going to sway this is if Gurley is 100%. If he comes out and plays the way the other guy did last week, I think it's going to be really bad.
We were talking about, you know, the people who stand to gain the most and lose the most. Obviously, Andy Reid stands to lose the most because there we go again.
Yeah.
I said that Drew Brees stands to gain the most, but I know he's obviously one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. But you look at any Google search, he's usually ranked about 10 or 11 of the greatest quarterbacks ever because he only has one Super Bowl.
Right.
If he wins a second Super Bowl, I think he vaults into the top 3 or 4 because of all the yard records he has now, all the touchdown records he has now, all the barriers that he's eclipsed this year.
Well, he has to. It's like you said, you win the second Super Bowl. I mean, I have all the numbers, the accolades, the has a nose tackle, but I've only had two Pro Bowl seasons. I've only, according to them, I mean, you can't have all these numbers with only two. Anyways, but you're not up for the Hall of Fame talk, and it's the same thing with getting him vaulted into the top three because, well, he only has one, but he's got that one. How many of them don't? You know, mm-hmm. You put him
but
in.
But when you get two, all of a sudden, okay.
It's easy. Yeah. Then it's easy to do. I mean, you're going to have this same discussion mm-hmm. when it's time for Eli to go in. Because he has two Super Bowls, but.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the all-time passing record.
Exactly. His numbers off. But he's got two Super Bowls. Does he go in before Breeze?
Not even close. One? Breeze
he's going before Rivers.
There you go. See?
Now that might be an argument.
I mean, Rivers is a better quarterback than Eli Manning, right?
Yes. But Breeze has the all-time completions record, percentage record, all-time yards. And if you give him a second Super Bowl, I think people put him three or four all time.
I think all those guys came out at the same time, right? Breeze.
Yeah. Breeze was before Rivers. They drafted Rivers early. Breeze was with Michael Vick. He was in the Michael Vick draft, so like 2 years later,
so
a year or two.
So is Rivers, Eli.
Rivers, Eli, and Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Ben. Yeah. I forgot about Ben.
Eli
Ben.
Refused to play for the Chargers. Chargers were going to actually take Eli.
Yeah.
And
his dad stepped in. I remember that. I was like, what is going on?
Damn dad. So we got Henry Thomas has the Saints versus the Patriots, and I don't want that matchup, but I would take it.
Yeah.
It'd be all right. It would be all right. Do you think the Texans need to start rolling the dice a little bit more on guys with character concerns?
I don't know if character concerns. I think they need to roll their dice a little bit more on guys that can actually play the game. I don't think character concerns should be a part of it. Oh, let's go find. He is not convicted, but he has been charged with something bad. Let's go get him. You know, I think it's the guys, how well he's going to play the game, and then we'll deal with the character issues. I think the guys that have come up, it's tough because I play with guys with very bad characters that, you know, at the end of the day, they were good football players, but has crappy people as they were, took away from the football.
Sure,
took
that
away
happens
from
a lot.
The football of everybody playing the game with them.
Okay, right. So it's awkward.
Yeah, so it's a tightrope. You know, it's a delicate balancing act that you have to find. If you have enough of the strong guys in the locker room that you can bring in one or two of those guys that are great athletes, that these guys in the locker room can control and teach how to be a better person or how to change that character. I mean, because you can't change it always. I mean, because so many times you can make them aware of it and hope they run with it. But if they don't, then you have to move on. You know, there's some people that you just, this is how I am. That's just it. I'm just keeping it real. Yeah. But, you know.
Right.
Keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Chappelle's Show, probably top five show of all time, I would say. Would you disagree, John Lopez?
Five is a high number.
It's a good show.
It's up there.
Variety show?
Yeah.
Man, give it a category.
It wasn't around very long, and I feel like that kind of adds to it.
It's like Tupac.
It was kind of like In Living Color, sketch stuff.
In Living Color was good, too. Yeah,
so we got In Living Color. We got that.
Saturday Night Live's
got to
be up
Brothers.
There. No, hell no.
You didn't like the Smothers Brothers show?
Smothers Brothers was on.
I didn't watch that.
They had the hot girls. I mean, Goldie was on. I mean,
Goldie could get it. Goldie could still get it.
Laughing, that's another sketch show.
713-572-4610. You hear the music. Henry Thomas in the house, brought to you by Tom Peacock Cadillac. It's the In the Loop Think Tank. Number one segment country. Number one segment in the nation. Number one segment, most importantly, in Houston. 713-572-4610 to get in. Start your statement with, I think that. Start it for us, Henry. Give us something you think. Give us something random. Get it popping. He knows.
I think that regardless of the weather this weekend, it's going to be a great, great, great football week.
Yeah, you're darn right it will be.
There we go.
Weather right here, too, by the way, is going to be a little nasty.
Appreciate you, Henry.
All right, man.
Very much, man.
All right, let's do this.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I'm in that loop too deep. This ain't no free flow. Still, I make it look easy like I'm shooting a free throw. I work an 8-to-5 job, but in the loop I binge. Never miss an episode on Radio 610. The bright spot for the Texans is DW4. Just need to get an old line to keep them off that floor. We got the best hands in the game. I just question the play calls. Man, it's a damn shame behind the 8-ball. To change the whole game, we need a new mindset. And if that means a new coach, we need to go find that. Hey, Dank, where are you at? I need to raise my mind. This West Texan, baby. be staying on my grind.
West Texan.
West Texan goes in.
He got that's pretty tight.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think I'm so happy that that other station is not on Radio Row. I think they need to let him go.
Short but sweet.
Know, I don't even know what that other station is, do you? Yeah. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that I'd have some of them French fried taters, if you reckon.
Is he talking about for the ketchup challenge that I choked on?
I guess.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Billy O is good and that Skank Dank don't need a call no more.
Who?
Skank Dank, he said.
Oh, Dank. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Dank will kill a mofo.
Dank will not.
Dank will kill a mofo.
He won't play around.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again.
What's up, Gupta? And,
oh, crap. I think I choked like Landry.
That's how you do it. Now, that is how you get somebody.
You're on Think Tank. Go. Go.
Oh, man.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think New Orleans is about to be rocking. Marcus Peters is going to get burnt. Thomas with 2 touchdowns and 190 yards, baby. Let's go.
That would actually be a worse game than he had last game. He had 213. It was actually the Joe Horn game. Remember the Joe Horn cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
That was when Thomas did that. Who knows if he's going to do it again. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that the only thing fraudder than Landry's taste buds is James Harden scoring 60 points and not winning against the Nets. Yeah, baby.
Who was that, I wonder?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are 5-1 in games under 20 degrees on the road, baby, in the playoffs. Let's go.
And they practice indoors.
Did you see Julian Edelman starting this whole hashtag bet against us, and he even made gear? They're taking against the world too far.
They just do it every
And you know what else they do? They take credit for quotes that have been around forever. Mm-hmm. This is where trademarks go wrong. Do your job? They invented do your job?
No, they did not.
That
is their mantra, but still.
They
trademarked
they didn't invent it.
Yeah.
How can you trademark do your job?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What'd he do?
Hey.
It's Impactor Money Mike. I'm just going to leave you guys with this. If at first you don't succeed, then skydiving probably isn't for you.
Impostor Money Mike. That was his best work. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, wow, this guy, LOL here. I think Paytech sucks. Yeah, baby. And I also think that we should stop letting John McClain justify and keeping people around the organization based on their relationship with Deshaun, because Deshaun don't look nowhere near as happy here as he did in Clemson. And I know, I can almost guarantee that him and Brandon Whedon don't have anything in common outside of football and liking women.
You gotta hit
That's
him with
one
it
of
there.
The dumbest things I've ever
You gotta
heard.
Hit him with that RC there.
Yeah.
You gotta hit him, Figgy. Race car! I'm just saying. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien would make Pat Mahomes suck.
I've wondered that.
Trade him?
There's no doubt that Deshaun Watson would look good for Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he would look as good as Pat Mahomes.
You think there might be doubt that...
I'm almost certain Pat Mahomes wouldn't look as good with Bill O'Brien as he does with Andy Reid.
That's pretty damning.
I'm almost certain. I mean, do you disagree?
I'm thinking.
Hell
probably
no,
not.
You don't.
Probably
on the Think Tank. Yeah. Go.
Hey, I think Mike D'Antoni is the NBA version of Andy Reid.
That's not a terrible comparison, although I think D'Antoni's had a lot more bad luck than Andy Reid. D'Antoni has had a lot of injuries, especially in the Western Conference Finals.
I got to read a text.
Just a ton.
Landry is the Carl Lewis singing the national anthem of blind ketchup tasting.
I really thought about that because you remember when Carl Lewis, when he started out bad, and he goes, hold on, I'm going to make up for it.
Yeah.
That was my let me just smell it attempt right there. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I'm calling it right now. I think Brian Hoyer is going to finish that game this weekend.
Oh, that would be something.
You're on the... Oh, smoked it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Landry should sign up for the 5,000 Scoble hot sauce challenge.
Is that just eating hot sauce?
Hotter,
I can do that.
The hottest sauce.
I can do that, bro.
Some of those peppers.
No, I mean, I would die.
Yeah.
But I can do it. Like, I'll drink, like, some jalapeno juice and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, sure, but some of those... light. No. You can't even touch your...
I would try it.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Oh, choke.
Oh,
you're on the think tank. Go.
I think Andy Reid is practicing inside to keep the Patriots from spying on him.
Oh. Okay.
Deflategate.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think it's a great day to be alive and the best city in the world. And I want to say to all the loopholes and to you guys at the studio, may God bless and keep you. Have a great one.
Back at
you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very, very much. Shout out to the loopholes. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yes, I think I heard John McClain say a couple of weeks ago that the Texans will probably end up keeping Julian Davenport, Ryan Griffin, and the quarterback, that quarterback, Mr. Concussion, for the next season. And my question is, why?
I like Davenport, man.
I think he's got potential.
I like Davenport. I wouldn't be surprised if Davenport's back as your left tackle next year. I actually really do like him. I think they need to help him out a little bit more and not put him on an island. But the only time he just flat out completely sucked
going to the right
was when they decided to move him to the right side for whatever reason. That was Bill O'Brien's biggest mistake of the year. I actually like Davenport. Kevin Johnson, you can go.
Yeah.
Ryan Griffin, you can go. But I like Davenport. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think it's going to be Saints and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Give me the Saints winning 52-48 in the best.
I would take
that.
That'd
be a great game.
Yeah, I would take that.
That'd be a great game. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that I know it's tax season right now, and if you had your side piece for more than 10 years, you can claim her on your taxes.
Is that true?
No.
I was just curious. You're on the think tank. Go.
Asking for a friend.
Brian Hoyer's not going to finish the game because there's not going to be much passing. Brady's not going to have the ball in his hands.
What is that?
I don't understand.
Does he think the Chiefs are going to
run the ball?
The Chiefs,
they're not going to run the ball. Yeah, they're not going to run the ball. Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I'm going to look up my waiter like Figgy Fig.
What was her name? Figgy will do it for you. Figgy, when's the last time you did that? Have you done that since we talked about
it? No, I haven't done it since.
Yeah, right.
Not at a restaurant, but random people. If I wanted to see what they look like.
Exactly.
Hey, did I tell you about, I don't know if this is even in the same category, but someone around the building's trying to set Mike Meltzer up with someone else that works here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What my daddy used to say, never get your honey where you get your bread.
Well, I just don't know if they would be a
good
couple.
Well, you got to give names now.
I can't do that for HR purposes, but I could give you hints.
Okay, so Meltzer's one.
Meltzer's the one that they want to set up. The girl is a girl that I think you actually told her that she was looking extra skinny lately.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you think that would be a good couple?
Possibly. Let me think on that.
Why do you have to think? What do you think, Figgy?
I think so.
Why?
I don't know. They seem like they got a lot in common.
Because they're both nerdy?
Yeah. That's the best type of couple. Two nerds.
I think you're right, Figgy. That would work.
Right. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Mike Meltzer and Paul Gallant are secret lovers.
I think I have a good sense for stuff.
Oh, shut up. It's Gallant and I. All right, let's do one more. All right, you got the final word on the think tank. Go ahead.
I think Joe McClain should be in charge of personnel for the Houston Texans.
Oh, God.
Size is not as important.
What would his mentality be?
That's a good question. He's enlightened enough to know about the new spread offense.
I feel like he'd be too emotional.
He might be. Yeah.
I know only 10% of our audience has Twitter, and that's why I always get pissed off when people start bring their Twitter mentions to the air.
Yeah.
But if you just look, if you do have Twitter, just go look at John McClain's feed during a game.
Yeah.
He's compared emotional. To how he sounds sometimes when he's on the air. Oh, he's beyond emotional. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, he never says or repeats that exact same thing when he comes with
no,
us.
No, he's calmed down from once he gets here.
It's like Bill O'Brien from Sunday to Monday.
Yeah.
I think McClain and Bill O'Brien are both the same level of bipolar. It's pretty ridiculous. Coming up next in Around the NFL, we're going to talk about the Texans and what we would like to see Brian Gain do different than Rick Smith. We're also going to talk about a star quarterback and former MVP that could miss the entire season upcoming. That's next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Hike that leg.
Yeah, buddy.
Hike it and hike it high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.